In order to get into the swing of the sugya, let us start six lines from the top. The sanye mershus hayochid l'shus harab. We learned a beraisa. The person through mershus hayochid l'shus harab. Va'ovar arba ameis b'shus harabim. And it did not go out directly into the Rishus HaRabim, but it went for Amis in the Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev v'chachom en Paita. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you're Chayev, and the Chachom en Pata. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Amashmu. So the Gemara wants to say, and this memory of Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda Amashmu said as follows. Mechayev hoye Rabbi Yehuda shtay. Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev tu chatois. Achas mishum haitzo. One is chayev al tzaitzo, because Rabbi Yehuda holds klute kemisha hunchedomi. So the minute it goes out from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRab, Metzkilu Noch Rishus HaRab. Va'achas mishum havor. And he's chayev also at maver. If we say klute kemisha hunchedomi, so it comes out, it was Noch Rishus HaRabim. And now he was oikiret, and now it's going further. Daladamis. So Mamela, so it's considered kilu he made an akira nanoch in the Rishus HaRabim. So he's chayiv al tzmavir also. So he's chayiv tuchatois al tzaitzo and al tzmavir. And from this we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you mechayiv atel de bemokim of the is al kedai techchodu de mechayiv, because if you will say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're only chayiv one chatos, he's not mechayiv atel de bemokimo. Michlal, the rabbonon potri legamri. So if mechayiv means one chatos, you're only chayiv al tzaitzo, you're not mechayiv later al tzmavir, because you're not mechayiv a separate chatos, al tel de bemokimo. Michlal, the rabbonon potri legamri. So it'll come out that the Rabbonon Pater Legamri, he's Mechayev one Chatos, and the Rabbonon Pater in Gansen. How could that be? Ha'apik lo mershus ha'yochid lo shus ha'ram. Why isn't he at least Chayev al Tzaitzo? He made a Haitzo from the Rishus ha'yochid to the Rishus ha'ram. So that was the Hechech of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev Shtayim. Because he holds that, he holds that Yimachayev atel de b'mokimo. And the Chiyev Shtayim, the Chachamim Dingzer, so Rashi says, they don't know Tkluta Kemisha Hunche. So Memele, so there was only a Hitzo. That's how Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said. So the Gemara is Chaylik and Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Mimai, how do you know that this is Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Dilma lo ilam aim alucho, Rabbi Yehuda, Chodohu de Mechayev. Maybe that what Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev means, he's Mechayev one Chatos. Al Tzaitzo, Verabonon Patri Legamri, and the Rabbonon Bechlal are not Mechayev Al Tzaitzo. How could that be that according to the Chachamim in Atchayev al Tzaitzo, he made a Geheriga Itzo, Nekirim Rishus HaYochid, who was Noch Rishus HaRam, so why is Nechayev al Tzaitzo? Kegayin da Omar, Ade Navkelei L'Rishus HaRabim Tonuach. He said that he wants it should be Noch as soon as it enters the Rishus HaRab. That's what he wants to do. And this is the machloike. The Rabbi Yehuda sov amrinen klute kemoshe huncha. Rabbi Yehuda holds you say klute kemoshe huncha visavidalei machshavta. So memele, he wanted to make a hanoche. The minute he goes out to the Rishus HaRab, he did it, because klute kemoshe huncha. V'rabonon sovri lo yamrinan klute kemoshe huncha. The Rabbonon hold you do not say klute kemoshe huncha. So memele the hanoche first comes about 4 amos later. Lo yisavid lo yimar shavtoi. And he, so Mamele, so the Hanocha that he had wanted to make, he did not want to make a Hanocha 4 amos away. He wanted to make a Hanocha as soon as it enters the Rishus HaRabim. And that did not occur. So Mamele, that's why you put the Legamri. There's a kasha that the Gedoyli Achroinim ask, according to this Akimte, so it comes out as follows. Sai Rabbi Yehuda, Sai the Chachamim hold, you're not chayiv to chatois. And maver, stamazo, you're not chayiv. You're only chayiv al tzaitzo. And the shayla is, the shayla of your chayiv al tzaitzo, if you say, kluta kemisha huncha, and he wanted the hanocha should be right away, so it's kluta kemisha huncha, the hanocha was right away. The old kluta, that is not kemisha huncha, so the hanocha was not right away. So therefore you are potter. So the Gedolei Achroinim asked, so why did the Baraisa specify that it went Dalet Amis Beshus HaRabim? Bishloime, if Rav Yehuda holds Yechayev als Mavir, also Yechayev Tuchatois. Sounds good. So he had to tell us that it went to the Rishus HaRabim, and Yechayev als Mavir also. But the minute you tell me als Mavir, there's nothing what to talk about. Everyone holds Ein Mechayev in Tolde, Ein mechayv until the bemokim off. So the whole shaila is hayechayv al tzeitzo. So why do you have to say it went dalad amis? It went 2 amis away. It didn't drop as soon as it went out of the rishus harabim, and that is the hanoche he wanted, and that was not niskayin. So memele. So according to the chachamim yepotar, and according to Rabbi Yehuda yechayv al tzedin of kluta kemishuncha. This kasher Rabbi Kiveger, the Berei Mesodan, the Chayvetz Hashemet. So the Chayvitz Hashem and the Merei Mesode, Kvega blies by its Orchian, and the Chayvitz Hashem and the Merei Mesode both answer the same terrors. They say interesante zach, that what he wanted, that it should fall, the Hanoche should be, as soon as it comes out in the Rishus HaRabim, if it would fall a foot later or 2 amos later, that's also called, it fell in the general mokke. Toich dalet amos is called one reshus. So memele, it fell in the general. He wanted it should fall right away. So it fell a few inches further. That's gonish. It was niskayim hanochosai. When it fell, it's chutz from the dalet amis where he wanted it to fall, so then the hanoche he had wanted was not niskayim. So now we have to, so now the shaila is, if you have the hanoche that he wanted, al tzedin pluta kemisha huncha, so memele is chayim. And if you don't have that hanoche, so the hanoche first occurred after 4 amis, so memele, that is the reason you are pota according to the chacham. Avol atel de bemokim of loy mechayev Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara wants to say now that Rav Yehuda, not like Rav Yehuda Mashmul that says that Rabbi Yehuda holds your mechayev atel de bemokim of. No, atel de bemokim of loy mechayev Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says loy sal kedaiter. You can't say this. Rav Yehuda is ich mechayev atel de bemokim of. The Sanye, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda Moisev and the Mishneh of the Lamed Tes Oveis, of the Lamed Tes Chatois, is Moisev Av HaShoivet VaHamedagdik. He's Moisev Shoivet VaHamedagdik. So, that pshat is there another two Chatois. Omruloi, Shoivet Areihu Bechlal Meisach. Shoivet falls into the category of Mesach. So we have that chatos. You know, mechayev anul chatos. Medagde kareyu bechlal oire. So memele, so yechayev al tzayche gevel. Is maila, so lecheire, what is the machloikis? Mestame da avdino letavayu bahadi adodi. Mestame pshat is in the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim. That he did shayvet together with Eirik. He did medagdik together with, he did shayvet together with Mesach and medagdik together with Eirik. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, Shema mino mechayev oye Rabbi Yehuda atelde b'mokeimah. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev atelde b'mokeimah. So the Gemara says, Mimai, in the Chachamim hold, you're not Mechayev. You're not Mechayev until the Mamakimo. So the Gemara says, let us say the Gir said the way it is in our Gemara, and that's how Tesis is Geiris. Mimai, what's the Raya? Dilme la'ilam da'avde ha'lechude v'ha'lechude. Maybe he did Shavit not together with Mesa. Yeah, the Rabbi Yehuda atel the b'mokim of loy mechay, and you're not mechayiv atel the b'mokim of. Or b'hob kemiflegi, the machlokes is as follows: the Rabbi Yehuda of hani aves nino. Rabbi Yehuda holds that shayvet or medagdik is an of. The rabbanon savrei hani tel des nino. So we have a problem over here. So what's the machlokes if he did it? If he did it bahadi, if he didn't do it bahadi adadi, he did it bazunda. So what is the shaila? So say if it's a teilda, say if it's an ovya chayim chata. So that Taisus will take care of this problem. But the Gemara wants to say the vial that could be. It is not speaking about that he did it together with the of the day. So mameila, you have no raya whatsoever that you the holds that you mechayev atelda b'mokimo. He did it bazunda. There's a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda holds when you do Shavit Basunda, this is another of, and the Chachamim hold that it is a Teuda. Teida, and I'll prove to you that that's Pshat. Diktoni Rabbi Yehuda Moisef. It says Rabbi Yehuda was Moisef on the Oves. The Islamic has Oves, and Rabbi Yehuda was Moisef, another two Oves. Yamrit Bishloime Oves. If you say that Shavit and Medagdik are Oves, my Moisef, Moisef Oves, so then it's very good. The Mishnah speaks about Lamates Oves, and he adds on another two Oves. Eloi Amrit Teildes, if you hold that they are Teildes, my Moisef, so what it's what's called he's adding on, the Mishnah is speaking about Oves, my Moisef, so Sarai, that what? That it is obvious taken. How did the Maksha hold? So one of the Mefarshim say that Hilam Shan Moisef means Chiyuvim. He says, you say that there's only Lamates Chiyuvim. If he's Moisef, he's Moisef more Chiyuvim. That's how the Maksha learned. And the Talmud says, no, it's, if the Mishnah is speaking about obvious, so Mestamad Isaf is, he's Moisef more obvious. Let us see Rashi. Af ha-shoivit, im shar oves melochis, af ha-shoivit im shar oves melochis, lahod ha-amorim. That shoivit is together with the other oves, lahod ha-amorim. It's together, the lekach nimnu, shimosam be'lamechot chayvo kolechot v'yechot. So shoivit and medagdik is also, you'll also be chayiv, two more. That means, that's how Rashi says, that the Machshon held, that he's Moisef in Chiyuvim. That the Shoivet is together, the only Lamet has Chiyuvim, there are two more Chiyuvim. Shoivet, Mecharker, Bekarker, he uses a Karker, we'll see soon what this is, a Medagdeik, La'achel, Shemosach, Hachut, Shel Orei, after he pulled through the chut shel orev, so we have to understand the last chut shel orev that goes through is very loose. He throws it through. So now make bekarke bebeis v'gimel mekaymes. So he pushes it down. It should be even with the rest of the material. That is one pshat in mekarke. That is one pshat in medagde. V'yesh mefoshim medagdeik mashve ho'arige k'sheyesh beis chutim kruchim zeim ze. If you have two chutim that one got tangled up with the other umuvdolim in asha, we have to understand say the chute yashesi, say the chute ya'orev there's a certain difference, there's a certain space between one another. And if one got tangled up with the other, so the material that's not nishtoigin. Yesh mefoshim medagdik mishum mashve o arige. He makes the arige straight. כשיש בייס חוטים כרוכים זה עם זה, ויהיו תו חוטים, they got tangled one and the other, ומובדולים מן השאר, they are מובדול מן השאר, means not going to the same pattern like all the other חוטים, מש ואיסום, בחר כרוי במחת. So he makes it similar, בחר כרוי במחת. זאת גמורה ואיתה, זאת רשי ואיתה, my love, the avdinu lekulu, mistome, he was moisev, he meant he did all of them together. Shoivet umedagdeik, bahadi yishal melochis, with the other melochis. The moisev ktoni, he's adding on, umeisach va'oireg nimnu imovis melochis. Ve'el, till they say, kidiktoni shoivet b'chlau meisach. That, b'shoivet b'chlau meisach. My Moisev, so the Gemara said, no, my Moisev are nimnu ella oves. So my Mela, so the Gemara says that, fakert, that it's no raya that Rabbi Yehuda is machai v'atelde v'mokimo. Let us see Toisev. Lois al kedaitoch, the sanya Rabbi Yehuda Moisev. Is this, you can't say that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda is that he wants to say, you say there's only Lamed Teschatoy. I have news for you. That you chayv betel de b'mokimov. So why did he speak about Shoivet the Medagdik? So Taisi says, Tumal. Ikel lemein b'de salke daitach de gemore held na ad rabona nami mechayv atel de b'mokimov. V'loi pligi elo b'shoivet the Medagdik. V'omru de lav haine tel de ala haine mamish meisach v'oirig. That is pshat. He says, the whole machlokes between, everyone holds that you mechayev atelde b'mokimov, the machlokes is shayvet o medagdek atelde, or shayvet o medagdek mamish meisach. The whole world, this is not atelde. We once mentioned the Rav HaMagid holds atelde is much different than the Yov. This is mamish, the process of meisach and oiri. So memela, this is not called a different meloche. That doesn't fall into the category of Tilda. This is Mamish Meisach Vayri. Inami, loy mechaybi rabona Tilda b'mokimov, l'dvor of the Rabbi Yehuda Komri. So b'kitzel, the whole reason Rabbi Yehuda spoke about Shoivet or Medagdeik is because he wanted to be madgish another Nekudah. Number one, he wanted to say, mechayv Tilda b'mokimov, but he wanted to tell us another Chiddush that these are Tildas. So that's why he spoke on Shoivet and Medagdik. To tell us these two chidushim. My love, the avdinu letavayu bahadi adodi. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda is mechay batilde b'mokimov. Ein haloshin miyushif. The mashme, the lamaskone, loiko yohi. That means, the havamin of the Gemara is that he did it together. The maskone is that he didn't do it together. V'ze'enoi, the lamaskone nami, according to the maskone, the mefarshinin, the Rabbi Yehuda choshiv lem oves, the Rabbi Yehuda holds it is enough, ma'iri nami davdinu letavayu ba'adi yadodi. So it's also speaking about he did it ba'adi yadodi. De'i b'da'ovet hay l'chudei v'hay l'chudei, if you will say, according to the maskone, it is speaking about that he did not do shoivet together with meisach. No, he did shayvet alone. Kedegasinim bekamas for him is behol. I have a pligi rabbonon alike. So what is the machloikis? So they hold it's not enough. The type of lay the mishim tol to have a mechayvi. So what is the machloikis? If it was not done together, what is the machloikis? Oy meri de ein limchek v'shaper gasinim le v'hochi perushim. Loi lamdov de hay lechudei v'hay lechudei. Pligi, so what is the machloikis? If he did shoivet alone, what is the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? B'meizit. He was amazed. Ule'inyin hasro. ולרבי יהודה צריך להסרע איסאי מישהו משאי ותומד בגדה. הקורים תרב יהודה יבטה בי מסרע מישהו משאי ותומד בגדה. ולרבונון מישהו מייסר ואירק. הסיסטייסס is going here that you have to be masre the tilde b'shem ha'ov. So that is the machloikis. You have to, what shem are you masre? According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a new ov of shevet and medagdik. You cannot be masre mishum meisach voirik. It's a different ov. According to the Rabbona, mishum meisach voirik. Buhu adin ava motzi lemitchi da avdina letavayu badi adodi. Rabbi Yehuda sover hani ovis ninu and yemachayev 41. And according to the Chachami, only Mechayv 39. Ela d'neichel ela t'chuyi da'ovid hay l'chudei v'hay l'chudei. The Gemara wants to say they're speaking about that he did each one bezunde, and there's still a machloikis. Da'al shtash, da'al kolchach time, it rabbi the lav mishum the Mechayv atel de b'mokimo. Ela mishum da'ovis ninu. He says the Gemara wants to specify that there is such a case that you cannot say that the time of Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev Atolda B'mokimov. It's not only a matter of opinion. You said he's Mechayev Atolda B'mokimov. I say it is, it's too obvious. The case of the Mishnah is that it's Muchach, that the time Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev is because it is Anov. Because the whole Machlokes is, if the Hasro is Mishum Meisach V'Oirig, or the Hasro is Mishum Medagdeik V'Shoyim. Look the Gemara weiter. It manami Rabbe v'Rav Yosef d'omri tavayu loichayv Rabbi Yehuda elo achas. Back on the previous machlokes, I says we had machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. If a person was meitzi mirshus hayochid, zog mirshus hayochid vehevir daladamis. Rabbi Yudah Mashmul had said that Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev Shtayim. So Rabbi and Rabbi Yisim said, no, Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev Achas. Because he holds Ein Mechayev in Tolda B'mokimov. Om Alei Ravine L'Ravashi. So Ravine asked Ravashi Yashayim. Ulamai Desolik Adaiten Meikore D'Mechayev Hoya Rabbi Yehuda Shtayim. Says, the way Rabbi Yehuda Meshmur learned Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. He learned Pshat that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yechayev Shtayim, Yechayev Al Tzaitso, and Yechayev Al Tzmavir. He holds, Yechayev Atolda B'mokimo. So he asked, Ravina asked Ravashi Yashayla, how could one be Mechuyev unto Melochis? Ilo hochi kaboilo, lo hochi loikaboilo. Where does he want it to be munach? Does he want it to be munach as soon as it comes out of the Rishus HaRabim? Or does he want it to be munach daladamas away? And therefore we'll see how Rashi explains the Kasha. So, he can't be, practically he can't be mechayiv two chatois. Without zaitik yecheshboinis. Where did he want anoch? And wherever he wanted anoch, he could only be mechayiv one chatos. So how could you have two chiyuvim? Omalei, so Rav Ashi told Ravine, Bo'oimer kol mokim shetirtza tenuch. No, satan nishongi gangen. Wherever there'll be anocha, I'm tzefriden. There'll be two anoches, benachoyche tzefriden. So memele, so therefore, Rav Yehuda Mishmul had a mahalach to learn shad Rav Yehuda, that haka there were two anoches. There was a anoche as soon as it came out, al saloch of klutu kemishahunche. There was a metziyistik anoche dal damas away. And he was happy with all anoches, whatever will occur. So memeire, so that there is a possibility that he should be chayiv shtai. That is Rav Ashi's teret. Let us see Rashi. Lamai de solika daite. So trash nehei nami de mechaye vatel de bemokemo. Afilu will accept that Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul said that Rabbi Yehuda is mechaye vatel de bemokemo. But there's another problem over here. There are not two malachas. Two malachas were not done. The ile hoche, if he wanted, what did he want? L'soiv dalet boi lo de tenuach. If he had wanted that it should be noch, soiv dalet. Yeah, the tenuach hoche, loy mechayev, ahavores dalet. So then he's not chayev, an havores dalet. The loy ovar mitchilas dalet lesoiv dalet bershus harabim. So there was no anakire mitchilas dalet lesoiv dalet bershus harabim. Elaitzo lechudei hude mechayev. He's only chayev alts tohitzo. Voitzo ariche hi hude ovad. He made a long hitzo. So he says, Rashi learns Pshat, he says that the Gemara's kasha was, if he wanted the Hanocha lepsoif, so good. So he wanted the Hanocha where Lamais had ended up, he wanted. So Melo desachiyev aveitzo. He threw it out of the Rishus HaYochid. He wanted it to be Munach, Talad Amis away from the Rishus HaYochid. So the Hanocha he wanted, that's achiyev aveitzo. But there should be no chiyuv of mava. So Rabbi Kivege asks, he doesn't understand this Rashi. Why? So he says like this, if Rabbi Yehuda holds klute kemisha huncha, he says this whole lomdus that we had in the Gemara, that if I don't want this hanoche, I'm not chayev for this hanoche. So he says that means as follows. Let's say I threw it out, I wanted it to be munach, as soon as it entered the Rishus Aram, and it was munach, and if you don't know, Pluta Kimishuncha was munach for Amas away. So the Hanoche that I made, the Hanoche of the Hitzah that I made, was not the Hanoche I wanted to make. I wanted to make a Hanoche in the beginning of the Rishus Aram. I ended up by making a different Hanoche. So this is not the Pula I had wanted to make. Felte Meleches Machsheves. That's Lachayre the Svor. That is the whole sugya before. So he can't be chayev als haitzah if I wanted it to be noch over here in the beginning of the shusarabim, and it was noch for amos later. But here we're going the other way. He wanted it to be noch for amos later. So fine. So he's chayev als haitzah. The haitzah that he made the poil is that's the haitzah he wanted to make. Thank Rabbi Kivege, but there is a halacha klute kemishun chadomi. Rabbi Yudol's klute kemishun chadomi. So lemaise, as soon as it came out, it was noch. I mean, that's the metzias, it was noch. If something is noch, so it's noch. Now it's going further through my koyach, so it's called I made an akire of Dalet Amis. So l'chayr I made an akiris, I should be chayiv. When it reaches the other Dalet Amis, I should be chayiv. Sai al tzaitzo, and sai al tzaitzo, and sai al tzmavir. He said, because he asked, vos gate, he doesn't understand Rashi, vos gate miron, he didn't want this hanoche, the first hanoche. But it's a metzias. If you old klute kemisha unche, there was a hanoche over here. There was a hanoche as soon as it came out. So the minute there was a hanoche, and lamaisa, so now there was a hanoche, and automatically in a kir, and another hanoche. So he doesn't understand this Rashi. So why does Rashi Neman Fadova Poshet, if he wanted the last hanoche, he should be chayev al tzaitzo, he shouldn't be chayev al tzmavet. And Rabbi Kivege Tainis, the cheshbin should be punkfakert. The cheshbin should be punkfakert. What should the cheshbin be punkfakert? That premise will see that Taisus Taka learns it. The Cheshbon should be Punkfakel. If you wanted the Hanoche after Dalet Amis, so Al Tzaitzo he can't be Chayev. You know why? Because it became Noch as soon as it came out to the Rishus HaRabim, Al Tzkluta Kemisha Huncha. So the Haitzo that really came about, he didn't want. He wanted the Haitzo over here, and there was a Hanoche over here. As soon as it came out, there was a Hanoche. So Lemaise. So, Lamaise, the Hanoche, which really happened,
which really made the Hatzah he didn't want. So I'll say Tzah is taken not chay. But he should be chay about Tzmavir. So I say, Bekeveg your tainas, if he wanted the Hanocha after Dalad Amis, he should be mechuy about Tzmavir and not al say Tzah. And Rashi says, Pumfakel. Rashi says he's mechuyev al tzeitzo and not al tzmav. This is Rabbi Kivegas Kasha on Rashi. Al Kaponim. Let's go to Rashi. Al Kaponim. So Rashi says, if he wanted the Hanoche lebisoyf daledames, so memeli can't be chayv al tzmavir. That's how Rashi says. He's only mechayv al tzeitzo. Ve'i lehoche. And if he wanted the Hanoche, Eitzela Yitziyah Kaboy Lo De Tanuach, if he wanted this Hanoche, L'Soiv Dalet Loiboy Lo De Tanuach. So L'Soiv Dalet, he doesn't want that Hanoche. He wants this Hanoche. V'Lesel Izrike Dalet. So V'Lesel Izrike Dalet. So there's no zrika of dalit. I said, the mechayiv meyalt zrika. I don't want bechlal, this whole anocha that's happening. I want that it should stop right over here. So this whole zrika dalit, I don't want. Blay mechayiv lo. So I shouldn't be mechayiv on zrika. The boinen, in order to be chayiv, you need akire mechilas dalit b'shus harabim, banocha l'soiv dalit b'shus harab. And the Hanoche b'Soiv Dalet b'Shus HaRab, I didn't want to make at all. V'hoche, and over here, im yitzias ha-pesach holoi noch, it wasn't noch b'poyel as soon as it came out. V'hevi l'Soiv Dalet. It wasn't noch b'poyel, and he brought it Dalet Amis later. V'nechayev atalvay. So Rashi says, so if he wanted it should be in the beginning, if he wanted it should be in the beginning, so memele, so the Hanoche of the Soiv Dalet, he didn't want at all. So if he didn't want the Hanoche of the Soiv Dalet, so it can't be Chayev al Tzmavir. Umiyu ahayitzohu de mischayev, but ahayitzohi is mechuyev, the niskaimo marshavtoi, the Hanoch b'rshu sarab. And ahayitzohi is mechuyev, why is he mechuyev al tzeitzah? The niskaima marshavtoi do noch b'shus harab. This is a very shvere Rashi. The Chayvitz Hashem shtaltzach av the Rashi. L'chayre Rashi should have said, the niskaima marshavtoi do klute kemishun chadomi. That's what Rashi should have said. Rashi have said if he didn't want the second hanoche, he only wanted it should be noch right away. So memele he should be chayev. Because it was noch right away, and that's what he wanted, and that's what happened. The second anoch he didn't want. Rashi all of a sudden says that he's chayev al tzeitzah, the noch b'shusarab doesn't matter where it landed. It landed 4 hours later, zeichnish gefele. The noch b'shusarab. So this is a shvera Rashi, but al koponim, in order so we should go through this, but the kasha is episode of the kasha. The Gemara's kasha is, we have to cheshbonize what exactly the kasha is, but the kasha is that which hanocha did he want? Did he want hanocha right away? Did he want hanocha later? But al koponim, there's no oifni shebe mechayiv to chatois. Either he wanted mavir or he wanted haitzo, but both you can have. So Rabashi answered him, bo'im mekol mokim shetirza tonuach. He said, wherever it will land, let it land. I'm happy with anything and everything. Bekiven de lo ich beslei, so since the gate am nishton, have a lekiyim achshav b'tavayu. So then there's a kiyim achshav. So whatever happens, he's afraid with. So there was a hanoch as soon as it came out, al taloch av tlute kemishon. There was a second hanoch b'poil 4 hours later. So there were two hanoches, and he was afraid with both. So there was a mokim for Rabbi Yehuda Amashmul to say that Rabbi Yehuda is taking mechayiv talti. That's how Rabbi Ashi said pshat in Rabbi Yehuda Amashmul. Zog the Gemara weiter. Pshite, niskaven lizroik shmoine. A person wanted to throw something 8 amas in the Rishus Haram. Bezorak alba. And he threw it four amas. He miscalculated his own strength. And he threw it four amas. So he did not do the havara he had wanted to do. He wanted to make a havara of eight amas. He ended up making a havara of four amas. So the Gemara says, Izichachayim. That is equivalent to a person who wanted to write Shin Mem Ayin Vov Nun. So the minute he writes Shin Mem, he's chayiv already. That means he wanted to do a malachi gedoyle, and in the process of doing a malachi gedoyle, he did a malachi ktane. He wrote Shem. So mameila, we learn out from a pasuk, he's chayiv. So Mameila here, he wanted to make a Havorah Gedoyla of eight Amis. He ended up Lamaisa by making a Havorah of Dalad Amis, so he's Chai. Look, Rashi. Harekos of Shem Mishimit. This now lekamon beperik haboyne, the Chayiv, bebezoisius. He's Chayiv as soon as he wrote Shin Mem. Va'av al-pishin is kavan la-malochi gedoyla. And he ended up by doing a malochi ktana, but we learn out that he's Chayiv. So Mameila, that is no shy. Because he ended up by doing a malachic tan. What'll be niskaven lizreik arbe? He wanted to be zreik arbe. Vizorak shmoine. And he did not what he wanted to do. He ended up by a zreik of shmoine. Ma. Mi yamrin in ha apiklei. No, lamaise, he was mapik. It was a havara b'rshus harab. Oidume heichi de boi holoinoch. But where he wanted it should be, he did not satisfy his rotzen. And if we'll really think about it, he's back to step A. That means that where the chayfetz was here, he wanted it to be four amis away over here, and it ended up by eight amis. So still it's four amas away from where he wants it to be. So he didn't accomplish anything. Where he wanted it to be, noch, it's not noch. He wanted it over here, and over here, teignish, and over here, teignachaychnish. So Lamai say, so he's not chayv, what's mager? Zuck the Gemara, you're right. Taker, the second malach is right. V'lav hainu domele ravina l'ravashi. Ravina told Ravashi, when he has this kasha, he says, in order to be chayiv, you have to have a hanoche that the zayrik wants. Va'omalo, in Ravashi told him, va'oimer kol mokim shetirsa tanua. So the only way one could be mechayiv on whatever occurs, if there was a befeira shegili das, kol mokim shetirsa tanua. But you told me not that way. He wanted to be zayrik dalit. And it was Zayrik Shmoyne. He did not want to make a noche after Shmoyne Amis. So then he should take a bipota. Udeka Amrit. And now with this far, the Gemara says, so your first mahalach is Netoys Kalb. You wanted to say Niskaven Lizrek Arba. Vizorak Shmoyne. Niskaven Lizrek Shmoyne. Vizorak Arba Yochaye. Udeka Amrit. I call of Shem Yishimen. Mi domi? Is there a comparison to Shem Yishimen? Hosom kama de le kosev Shem le michtav le Shimen. There he wants to write Shimen. So if he wants to write Shimen, so he wants to write Shin Mem. So memele the Shin Mem, which is Hashem, he wanted to write it. So he wrote it. He wanted to make a malachic doyla, but he ended up by making a malachic tana that he had wanted to do. But hoche, Kama deloizorik albeloi mizdalki leitamni? If he wouldn't throw it daladamis, that means if we would not have this hanoche after daladamis, he cannot throw it eight amis. That means the zrike that was done is not what he had wanted. He had wanted it should end up eight amis away. It ended up munach four amis away. He didn't want it to be munach four amis away. So memele, this hanoch of after four amis is not necessary in order to make eight amis. Forget, this happened shalaykir tzaynay. So memele, so you're not chayiv for this. Shem mishimin, the Shem was written kirtzaynay, wants to write shin mem. And he wrote shin mem. So memele, so that this is chayiv for the Shem that he had written. Mashainkin over here, he did not want it to be munach after Dalad Amis. He wanted it to be munach after Shmein Amis. So this whole Havara is Shalai Biltzainai. So if it's Shalai Biltzainai, so he is Potter on that case also. So the way Rashi, this is Rashi's Gilse, so he says the Maskonus HaGemara is, that a filu rotza lizrek shmeine vizorek arbe, you are also potter. Let us see Rashi. Ve'lav hainu de boi minei ve'omalei ba'oima ho layoma hochi loy mechayev. But if he wouldn't have said this, loy mechayev Elohim kein noche b'mokim achshavta. If he did not say kol mokim shetirutze tenuach, so he's only chayev and the hanocha that he wanted. So chinami b'tavayu mifter. Loishna niskaven lizrek shmeine vizorek arbe. Loishna lizrek arbe vizorek shmeine potter. Here he did not want the hanocha that happened. The malocha that was done is not what he had wanted to do. Hachi garsin and udika amre tarei kosev shemi shimin. Ah, you wanted to shtel zu shemi shimin. Van iskaven lizrek shmeine vizorek dalet. De pshita lei lechayuve. Lechayuve. Kamoisev mi domi. So the Gemara asks, is it similar to shemi shimin? Hosom kol kama de lei kosev shem. Lei michtav shimin. Calls money, he will not write shin mem, so you won't have shin. He'll kach ki kosav shem bikavone kosve. So he wrote the shem with an intent. He wanted it. He needs this ksiv of shin mem. Ba'ovid lay meloche. And he made a meloche. Diye shem odom bebezois yis halol. There's a shem of an odom. He wanted to write a shem and he wrote a shem. The shem of shem, which is bezois yis. So Memele, so the malacha that was done with an intent and a purpose. So Memele, so he's chayiv for that. Hoche kol kama de loizorik dalet shetonuach l'soiv dalet. Here could you also say the same thing. If it won't be noch l'soiv dalet, loim is darik leitmanye. So it will, if it won't be noch dalet, it cannot be, you need the zrik of dalet. In order to ensure that it should go shmeine, bit me. You know, I don't need a hanoch of dalet in order to go shmeine. Hilka, so kinoch lesoiv dalet, loin is kaima machshavtoi. I didn't need it, I didn't want it. So memele, so he's not chaye. Vuleidomi l'shem ishimin. So memele, so it's not dimyan to shem ishimin. So the Gemara is chayzer, and the first halacha also, rotzal izrek dalet, Rotzel is like Shmeine Bezorg Dalet. Lo Shanach Ochi Kasinu Nama Mar Hare Kosov Shem Mishimim Midomi. Hehehe. There's the Gils of Oma Mar, and then the Gemara goes back to the first Allah, and the Gemara shlugs it up. Zog Taisviz Hare Kosov Shem Mishimim. Zog Taisviz Hach Pshitusa Loikaime. This that the Gemara them done for a double portion, Pshite, that niskav and lizrek shmeine v'zorek arbe you'll be chayiv, loikaime, doesn't remain, kidemasik. V'ravine nami de porich l'ravashi amilse de Rav Yehuda, from Ravine that asked Ravashi and Rav Yehuda, I lehochi kaboilo, lehochi kaboilo, lehochi loy kaboilo, the kashe. If he wants this, he doesn't want this. Sovar, the loidomi lekos of Shem Yishimin. We see from Ravina also that he doesn't hold that it's doimet to Shem Yishimin. Ni domi lehave porichmi. Why? Doho ki kaboy de tanuach besoiv dalet. So Taisa says like this. When if we will say that he wanted it should be tanuach besoiv dalet, Shenocha betchilas reshus harabim al yedei klite. So when there's noch betchila, hare kosov shem mishim. So why isn't he chayiv on the hanocha later? V'chi oz lesu dalet amis, lechayiv alayu. Denasis machshavtoi rishayne. If you will say that dalet is a chelik of Shmoinim that's cause of Shem Mishimin. That means in order to get over the Dalit, that had to enter the Rishus HaRabim, and the Gator Nishon that there was a Hanoche. So what is Pshat? So we see from Taisvis that Taisvis had learned Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha, not the way Rashi said. Taisvis learned Pshat, if he wanted it, that it should be Lipsoiv Dalit, so how is he Chayiv on the Hitzor? There was a Hanoche, Betilis Rishus HaRabim. So Memele, so this Hanoche is the Stira to his Hitzor. So therefore he can't be Mechayiv al Tzaitzor. It'll be Mechayiv al Tzmave, but not al Tzaitzor. If you hold that it falls into the category of Shem Mishimin, so Memele, why shouldn't even Mechayiv al Tzaitzor also? So you see from Ravine that Ravine does not hold the svar of Shem Mishimin. That's why the Gemara brought Ravine from Ravine. That's why the Gemara brought from Ravine, where Ravine asked the Kashe, and Ravine held if he wanted it should be noch lipsoif dalet, you won't be chayiv al tzaitzor, because there was already a hanoche betchilas dalet, and that's why the Gemara brought Ravine. The Gemara brought Ravine to show that Ravine holds that if he wanted something lipsoif, so if there was a hanoche betchile, it does not fall into the category of Shem Mishim. There is a kasha that the Rabbi Kiveger and the Svat Emes ask on this Taisvis, which is a very gishmaki kasha. They say as follows. Mishloim and Agemore, we can understand why it's not similar to Shem Mishim. Agemore says the pashtus like this. A person wanted to write Shem Mem Ayin Vovnu. So he wanted to write the Shin Mem. It was written with an intent. He wanted to go further. But Lamaisa, the Shin Mem was written. He needed to write it. So Mamela, you wrote Shin Mem, you're chayiv, because she did a malach. Masha Enkein, when a person wanted to throw something 8 amis, he did not want it should fall after 4 amis. He didn't want Hanoche after 4 amis. So Mamela, that occurred was occurred Shalak Yotzaina. So Memele, so since that occurred, this occurred, Shaloi Kirtzoinoi, so he's not chayiv for it. I wanted to make a Havorah of Eiramis, I ended up making a Havorah of Daladamis. That is Pshat in the Gemara. But in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, when a person wanted to throw it out Daladamis B'Shusarab. Now, in order for it to get out Dalad Amis and Rishus HaRabim, it has to be Niklat and the Avir of the Rishus HaRabim. So that means, and if there's a loch ikluta kemisha huncha, so I'll kopon him, but this zrike, that it should be Niklat and the Avir Rishus HaRabim, I wanted this. That means it can't end up 4 amis later in the Rishus HaRabim without being Niklat in the Tchilas Aver Rishus HaRabim. So geit doch nicht anders. This L'chayre is Doime L'Shem Mishimin. L'chayre, that's the kasha. If I ended up by making a Batlon Shehanoche, so Mel, I didn't want this Hanoche. But here, I wanted to make this Klute Ba'aver Rishus HaRabim, because I can't get Talad Amos away if it won't be Niklat B'Tchilas Aver Rishus HaRabim. And the Torah says Klute Kemishun, because I want this. I mean, so geit doch nicht anders. So the Meile here, L'chayre, that be a Svara to say that it is Taki Doimet to Shem Mishimim. Hori Gassinet the Kamre to Reikosov Shem Mishimim, Bido Mihosom, Vigassinet Vamayv Reikosov Shem Mishimim, Asunami Shaper, Shukushe, Som the Gassinet Mamah, Pochlof, Imai Vesal Kedaitach Mikore, Bekitza, all these Pshotim is that according to the Maskona, the Gemore is Soysel, the first Pshita. That the Emerson, what the Rishonim want to say here, Sai Rashi and Sai Tosfos with the Girsois, they want to be Mafik, Girsos HaRashba. The Rashba does not want to learn like these Rishonim, because he says he never came across a Gemara that the Gemara should start off pshita, this is poshet, and this is a boy, and all of a sudden the Gemara says, you know, that what he said is poshet, is nishke shteig and nishke floig. He says he never found such a Gemara like this. So the Rashba is a girs in the Gemara, that the Gemara says that this is doimet to Shem Mishimin. That's how the Rashba is a girs. So the Rishonim over here, Rashi and Tosfos, are telling us that we don't have this girs. And the Gemara Taka is slugging off the demon to Shem Mishimin. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tano Rabon, hazoyrek mirshus horabim lirshus horabim. A person throws from one Rishus Harabim to another Rishus Harabim. Urishus HaYochid BeEmtza. That means he is standing in one Rishus Harabim. He throws, let's say, through a window of a house. Both windows are open. And it goes through the house and it ends up on the other street, on the other Rishus Harabim. Dalet Amit. And with his Zrike, he was mavir dalet amis b'rishus harabim. That means two amis from the rishus harabim in front of the house and two amis from the rishus harabim in back of the house, chayim. So the Barais is telling us a chiddush that your mitzalif, the two amis from two different rishus harabim, and it is called, he was mavir dalet amis b'rishus harabim. Zazerik mishusarab mishusarab mishus hayochid beemtza dalet amis chay. What if it's pochis miyalba amis? What if altogether the it went less than dalet amis bershusarab? Potter. Like the Gemara Maiko Mashmalon. So what is the Baraisa telling us? The Baraisa is telling us two aloha. Number one, it's telling us, okay, Mashmalon, the first, the Reish of the Barais is telling us that if it went two and two, Kamashmalon, Rishu Yois Mitztarfais. It's telling us that you can be Mitzarev, two Amis from the first Rishu Sarabim, and two Amis from the second Rishu Sarabim, that's called Mavadal Damas Rishu Sarab, Rishu Yois Mitztarfais. And number two, if it's less than Dalad Amis, so what is he telling us? You're not Chayev. That means if you would say klute kemisha unche, so you would be chayev, even though he was not mavir dalet amis, but he made a hachnose from the rishus harabim and went into the house, and he said klute kemisha unche. So he's telling you, do not say klute kemisha unche. Let us see Rashi. Mirshus harabim lishus harabim shesiyor bemtza. Dalet amis chay, im oval b'rishus harabim dalet amis. Va'afilu al yedei tziruv chay, even though it was al yedei tziruv, it's also chay. Pochis me'yaba amis. Between you and me, I really don't understand. According to the Baal HaMoer, we said, we learned the Baal HaMoer says the whole gather of Mavir Dalet Amis B'Rishus HaRabim is a Teilda of Haitzo. The Baal HaMoer says that the Dalet Amis he is in, that's his Rishus. And when he throws it out of the Dalet Amis, so it's the Etzem he took out of a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabim. Now, I really don't understand how you could be Mitzarif these two Dalet Amis, now you have a Rishus HaYochid, I have another two Dalet Amis, and I don't understand how you mitzarev these two with these two, that these four were called his Rishus. Now how are these four called his Rishus? There's a whole apartment house in the middle. How are these four called his Rishus? And that, but it goes afterwards. That means if you would tell me after two Amis alone, the Rishus HaRabim ended. Now it goes into another Rishus HaRabim party. But if it has to go four Amis, two Amis and this Rishus HaRabim, two Amis and this Rishus HaRabim, and then Yischayev, I don't understand exactly how this works according to the Baal HaMoer. If you learn it's a truk in the halacha of Mavir Dalet Amis Rishus HaRabim, so good. Lamai said there was an Akire, and it went, passed over Dalet Amis Rishus HaRabim, there was a Hanoche Rishus HaRabim, so it's finished. It's still Rishus HaRabim, geht man nicht on. But according to the Baal HaMoer, it's very difficult to understand. Let us go a little further. Poches me alba pota, the mishum maitzo loy mechay. Loy medin inklute kemoshe huncha. That is the chiddush. Less than dal damas mavos nishta bos tered. But al teitzo yinat chay. Rishu yais ha-shovais, if you have two rishus ha-rabims, mitztarfes. Rishus ha-rabim zu, im rishus ha-rabim zu. What is the chiddush? Udaloi ke rabbi yaisi di oma bepeire kamoitzi yain. Af behelem echot lirshus echot chayim. Lishtei rishu yais pot. Rabbi yaisi says on daf pei, let us say a person was standing in a house, let us say a posha tetzir, and there's a front door and a back door. The front door opens up to Rishus HaRabim Aleph, and the back door opens up to Rishus HaRabim Beit. Now he has two Chatzi Groigrisen in his house. So he took out one Chatzi Groigris to Rishus HaRabim Aleph, and he took out the second Chatzi Groigris to Rishus HaRabim Beit. So now the Shaila is, did this person take out one Groigris to a Rishus HaRabim? So, Rab Yaisi holds, since each Chatzi Groigris was taken out to a different Rishus HaRabim, you cannot be mitzaref to two Chatzi Groigris. You cannot say he took out one Groigris to Rishus HaRabim, because it was taken out of different places. This was taken out of this Rishus, and this was taken out of this Rishus. So you cannot be mitzaref to two Rishuyas. So Rashi says that this Barais is coming to tell us Fakerten Rabbi Yosi. That here you are mitzaref to two Rishuyas to make Mavir Dalet Amis Peshus HaRab. The Rishonim are Chaylik and Rashi, the Ritve, they say that there's a tremendous difference between the two cases. The Rai is with the Rama Paschal like Rabbi Yosi, the Rama Paschal like this also. Over there were two heitzoys. That means it was heitzoy, there was one heitzoy of a chatzi groigris, another heitzoy of a chatzi groigris. You have to make it one heitzoy of a groigris. So there, Rabbi Yossi holds, since they were taken out to two different rishuyis, you can't be mitzarev the two heitzoys. So they don't add up. Mashenkin over here, there was one maise zrike, and it went through two rishus harabim. He don't have to be mitzaref two eitzos. It's one maisa havore, and there was two amis in this rishus harabim, two amis in that rishus harabim. So they tiny, it is no zustel to Rabbi Yossi. Hey, so this is a double muskim. A full Rabbi Yossi would also be made. Yeah. Zakti Gemara Vayit. Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Omar Rav Abba, Omar Rav Hune, Omar Rav. Hamavir Dalet Amos Bershus HaRabim Mikure. A person will be Mavir Dalet Amos Bershus HaRabim Mikure. You have a Rishus HaRabim, but it is covered. There's a roof over it. Pata, Lefisha Einoi Doime Ledigley Midbar. Because it's not doime to the Rishus HaRabim that existed in the Midbar. The Rishus HaRabim in the Midbar was uncovered. So Memele, that is one of the tnoim of a Rishus HaRabim, that it has to be uncovered. The Chodesh Aviv says that what he chaps on Mavir, it's not only Negeya Mavir, it's Negeya Hitzo also. Why is it? Mavir is a tilde. Why does he speak about Mavir? Why does he speak about Hitzo? The person was Maitzi, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Mekuri Yepota. So he says he wants to tell us a chiddush. That Hoitzo, no, you need Dumye de Meleches HaMishka. No, and they took it from their houses to Machne Leviye. Machne Leviye wasn't covered. Good. So just like the Hoitzo and the Rishus HaRabim of Hoitzo was not covered. So Memele, so nowadays a person makes a Itzo, he has to make also to a Rishus HaRabim that is not covered. Mavir Bechlau wasn't in the Mishkan. Mavir is Hilchus HaGemirilo. We don't find a Mavir in the Mishkan. So one could think, Mavir, Abir is a Rishus HaRabim. Mavir has to be like the Rishus HaRabim of the Mishkan. L'chere, we don't learn out Mavir from Maisa HaMishkan. So that is the chiddush of Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda mar Rav Abba mar Rav Huna mar Rav. That even though meleches mavir, we don't learn out from the Mishkan, but the tzura of a rishus harabim, we do learn out from the Mishkan, since we need a rishus harabim for other meleches. So Gabi Yitzor, we use the rishus harabim of the Mishkan as a dugma how meleches Yitzor should look. So wherever a rishus harabim is needed in order to create a meleche, it has to be dumye to the rishus harabim shebe Mishkan, and that rishus harabim was not mekure. Zogt Rashi. So Rashi says, mekure mechuse. Frech de gemore, eini wa agolois de mekuris habien. The agolois of the Mishkin, the agolois that carried the kroshim, were covered. We'll see how were they covered, that the kroshim were over the agolis, and it covered the area underneath the agolis, on the sides of the agolis, and between the two agolis. V'omarav mishum rabchiye agolis, tachteyem, underneath the agolis, ubeineyem, and between the two agolis, v'tzideyem rishus harabim, it is the rishus harabim. So Memele, how could you say that a mokim that is covered is not a rishus harabim? Underneath the agolis, between the agolis, on the sides of the agolis, it's called a rishus harabim. So the Gemara asks, Nachama, let us see the Gemara's kasha. How could you say that that a rishus harabim, that is mekura, does not have a teiris rishus harabim? Agolis, the mekuris havien, the agolis were covered with the kroshim. V'omar Rav, mishum Rabbi Chiye, agolis, tachteyem, ubeineyem, v'tzideyem rishus harabim. So memele, how could they be a rishus harabim? They were mekure. Gebei getechen so what Teisvis in Erevin. Teisvis in Erevin asks, one of the tnoim of rishus harabim, you need that shishim ribui should go through. So tachteyim beinayim v'tzideyim, shishim ribui never went through. So they said, the shishim ribui means in the mekaymais, it doesn't have to go, and these mekaymais shishim ribui passed through. It doesn't have to go b'dafka underneath the agolis. But al koponim, but here this halacha was, that means if in this area shishim ribui passes through, so this area is a rishus harabim. But here it says, Bishas, the agolas are standing, underneath the agola, it is a rishus harabim. That is a problem. Why is it a rishus harabim? It is mekure. Let us see Rashi. Ba'agola is the mishkan, the mekure is havu, bekroshim hasdurim aleim. The kroshim wa mesude on the agolas. Rochbom li'oirech hagole. The roichev of the kroshim was going la'orech agola. The orkam, that means they filled up the agola with the, we'll see the agola was 5 amis, and they filled up the agola, they were mesada with the kroshim, one next to the other. The roichev la'orech agola. The orkam and the oirech of the kroshim l'rochbon al roish tafnoi seho. On top of the wall of the agolit rested, because al kedai toch in the Gemara held al pnei kol oirech agolis hayu misadorit. The Gemara held that these kiroshim filled up the whole oirech of the agolit. So there was not one place underneath the agolit. There was not one place on the side of the agolit that was not covered with kiroshim. So the mail in it says it's a rishus harab. That's the problem of tachteim. Ubeinehem, what is the taich beinehem? Bein agole la agole shebetzida. Between one agole and the other agole. Sha'af va'af al pi. She roshei hakroshim yoitzim lekan u lekan. Even though the roshei hakroshim went out on both sides of the agole.
Shtei amois umachza lechol ruach. That means like this. The agola was five amis, the agola was five amis wide. So memele, so five amis took up the place, so that was already five amis of the koshim. Now sticking out, jutting out on both sides were two and a half amis. Yoitzin lekan lekan, shtei amis umachza lechol ruach. V'roshei kroshim shel agola zu, megiyim l'roshei kroshim shel zu shebetzido. So the beinayhem, so you had two and a half from agola aleph, plus two and a half from agola beis, sheichamis amis hoyu bein agola l'agola kidl kamo. V'roichiv agola chomesh amis. The Reich of Agola alone was Chomesh Shamas. How do you figure out that the Reich of Agola was Chomesh Shamas? Ha-cholol shtei amois umachte. The hollow space of the Agola was two and a half amis. Ubein hatfanois roifanim vioivei oifanim. And the area that the walls and the thickness of the thickness of the wheels is also shtei amis umachze. So that's how you had, so each agola had a roichev of five. The yud amis oirech hakeresh, and the keresh was 10 tvorim. Sheoirko nosun al doifnei agola, when the length of the keresh was put on the doifnei agola lerochbo, Nimtzo, beis ames umachza built in mikol tzad. So there's two and a half ames, that means going, jutting over the wheels, or past the wheels, so you have two and a half ames built in mikol tzad. The nimtzo, reva, shebein beizo agolis, mikure beroshe kroshim. And this reva, which was five ames, was also mikure. Vitzideyem, Revach shebein doifin agole leoifin veoivei haoifin. So memele, that was also, so it says that also has a din of Rishus Harab. So lechere, the shayla is, this whole mokim was makure. So the Gemara answers, ki koma rav bidro aso. Ki komara tachtayim rishus harabim berevach, there was a space shebein shurais haseder, between the shurais, sho yesuder keresh al keresh seder echad umeiniach revach v'seider seider achad umeinichei revach. So the Gemara Deval answers that lemaisa, these kroshim were not packed like sardines on top of the agola. There was a space between the sdorim of the kroshim. That means there was one seder, one keresh on top of the other, then there was a space, then there was another keresh, then a space, and another keresh. So b'meile, so that was the gemaris, that what we had learned. That it has the din of a Rishus Harabim, that means in the Mekoymeis that are not Mechusa. So the Gemara asks, Mirdei Urke da Agola Kama Havoi, the Eirech of the Agola was how much? Chomech Amin. The Eirech of the Agola was five Amis. Pusya de Keresh Kama Havoi, the width of the kroshim, the Gemara learned now that the kroshim were lying on their width. Kama havoi, amso palge. There was one, the width of the keresh was one and a half amos. Kama moisit, so how many kroshim in ganzen can you put on the agola? Flosso, you can put three. So that is four and a half amos. That is four and a half amos. Poshulei palge da amse. So you're left over with three tvachim. Iskishodi le mar beini ubeini. Now, so you have three rows of kroshim, and you have extra space of three tvachim. So if you'll space the rows of kroshim, so there'll be 1.5 tvachim between the first row and the second row, and a space of 1.5 tvachim between the second row and the third row. Kishodi laimar beini beini kilovidami. So memeila, so the Gemara says that it's still mechusa. So memeila, so what did you do? You made a revach. The revach does not help. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Hey, Amis, kid la kama moisim kama stom yachal hoi shiva lo hi richtaf neisev tlosa besuloi. Umar zika is dalad amis vachatsi. Poshlu revach paul gedamse. Shodelei ma beini yabeini. Kshata machalik le revach shabein esdorim ein bachol revach el revi yama. El revi yama du tefach umarze. So it's only left the tefach umarze. Dabelei lovot vahainu mikure.